The Whittier fire isn't as visible on the south coast as it was earlier in the week, but in the Santa Ynez Mountains, the crackling sound of the blaze is still easy to find. With firefighting efforts still far from over it, Highway 154 still closed from Santa Barbara to Highway 246, people haven't had a chance yet to see the devastation. Mike McMillan, a public information officer with the U.S. Forest Service, takes us into the still closed burn area. As we leave the fire base camp at Dos Pueblos High School in Goleta, you only see a few whiffs of smoke coming from the mountain range where the 12,000-acre-plus fire is burning.
In the front country, the marine layer is still influencing the weather, so things are cooler, the humidity is higher, and the fire is just kind of backing down the slope. While up in the higher country, up over the ridges, where we're going near Lake Kachuma, it's clear as a bell and much drier, and the westerly winds are picking up in the afternoon and increasing fire behavior quite a bit.
As we head through CHP roadblocks and drive on Highway 154 westbound and cross the Cool Springs Bridge, you start to see a number of hotspots burning on the Santa Ynez Valley side of the mountain range above where the fire started on Saturday. Soon, you come to a shocking scene. The once scenic highway used by thousands of local residents daily, as well as tourists headed to the Santa Ynez Valley, looks like a moonscape with charred tree trunks and gray ash on both sides of the road.
A lot of it has not burned on record. Many parts have not seen fire on the ground until now.
We encounter the buzz of helicopters, some flying above the highway to inspect utility lines, and many others shuttling water and fire retardant up into the mountains to fight the still burning blaze. The terrain between Highway 154 and the top of the mountains is rugged with few roads, so hand crews only have a limited ability to fight the fire.
Very steep, a lot of ridges and drainages. We'll be approaching pretty soon the Bear Creek drainage, where the fire is creeping down, eating its way down. Without the winds on it, it looks pretty benign, but the fire's still there, making its way toward 154.
We drive up a narrow road into one of the summer camps, which was hit hard by the fire.
We're entering the Rancho Alegre area, probably the hardest hit of the camps around here.
The destruction is everywhere you look.
Vehicles over here and a little tractor that are just on the rims. Several burned structures, but then the primary residence was spared.
A short distance away is Camp Whittier, the one the fire's named after because it's believed the fire started in its vicinity.
Here's a climbing wall, completely intact, but just off to our right is a maintenance shed that is melted almost completely.
We stop to look at the charred mass. From the wreckage of a burned building, a broken pipe still spews water 5 days after the fire swept through the area. Finally, we head into the Circle V Ranch Camp. It's where some 80 kids plus staff were trapped by the fire. But firefighters and sheriff's deputies kept the kids in a safe place away from the flames, and they safely rode out the fire. As you walk around the camp, you see some gutted outer buildings and remnants of burnt tents. But what strikes you is that so many buildings survived the inferno. McMillan says in many cases it wasn't a fluke. Some precautions we could all learn from made a difference.
Defensible space is what saved many of these buildings. There's no fuel, bushes, or firewood leaning up against that building right there, which looks like the office. It looks untouched.
As we head out of the fire zone and back to the base camp in Goleta, you see more reasons that Highway 154 isn't ready to reopen. There are utility crews along the highway replacing damaged poles and lines, and road crews dealing with fallen trees and rocks. When the highway reopens, you'll be shocked when you drive through the area. But the remarkable thing is that despite all the people scattered around the summer camps and campgrounds during the peak summer season, no one died and no one was seriously injured. In the Santa Ynez Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.